What's going on, everybody? It's another edition of the Pages Speak. I am Jonathan Lee Page. And what's your name, pretty lady?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your
name? My name is
Oh, your name is
Stephanie Page.
All right.
Greetings, everybody. We're going to ask you that as you come on, please share. And if you have not already done so, also, please go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about, okay. And we want you all to catch it all. So again, take a moment, share. Let's get the word out here. The Pages Speaks is on.
Let's get it.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Today's show.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about addicted to image.
Okay.
Now, it's so many things we could talk about in regards to addicted to image.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of addiction to different images as well as image, as far as our own specific image. So when you think about image is like, you know, the external representation of something.
Okay.
You know, the external representation. Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Hey.
It's the external representation of something.
Okay.
So, you know, image. We all have our own personal images. And
Right. Unfortunately,
what happens is people, we get addicted to the image and not so much to that which is behind it.
Hmm.
So when I was thinking about addicted to image, I was also thinking about even things inside the church.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, image.
Yeah.
People don't even like themselves. Looking at their own selves, their own, not satisfied with who they are.
Can y'all hear him? He talking all soft.
Am I soft?
Trying to be all Mr. Sexy tonight. What kind of image you trying to portray?
Well, you know,
man, please. No. Anyway.
A little bit of Barry White up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
The big fellas. It's y'all like, know what I'm talking
but
about.
But it's like the image. An image of what? It's like the image of, you know, quote unquote holiness. The image of prosperity.
Okay.
And, you know, so what is the image of holiness? What does holiness look like?
Wow. Come on,
because
man.
For many of us, holiness may look like a great big old hat on your head and a dress down to your ankles.
Right,
and,
with a satellite,
you know, you got
on
to
the
have
side.
The nice suit with the little sequins on it, whatever, and you
right.
go walking in, or you
and
know,
the
it's
bright
it's
shoes, wearing the bright
flat shoes, no makeup, you know, is God. That holiness? And the thing is, we'll get addicted to the image and we'll think that's an image of holiness, but then, you know, you have no idea of what the real fruit is, because God never said that you'll know them by their external attire.
Right.
And so, you know, you can have an image, you can have a cross, you can have the robe, you can have a collar, the whole nine yards.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but if I was a devil, hey, I sure enough do that Trojan horse. You know what I'm saying? Where I have the external appearance in order to get up in there, in order to wreck all kinds of havoc.
Wreck your life.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, but we're addicted to image, and many times we are driven by image. I know, like, hey, Regina, hey, Victoria, great to see you guys. Share.
Please, share.
I know, like, oftentimes, especially in the African-American community, I'm not trying to, hey, Sharon, hey, everybody.
What's up?
I'm not trying to just only set apart the African-American community, but I think it's sort of prevalent with us that we are so addicted to the image that we, as soon as we get just a little bit of money, hey, Nakia. As soon as we get a little bit of money, we'll go buy cars. We'll go buy all these designer bags.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go get the red bottoms.
Come on now.
Just in order to have the image of wealth. But we don't do what we need to do in order to have a real foundation of wealth and to pass on generational wealth. Brother Rudy, good to see you. And to pass on generational wealth.
Mm.
So what tends to happen is we'll have an image of wealth. But in actuality, our bank account is saying something completely different.
Mm.
Or the path that we're supposed to be taking to wealth, we sort of blow it trying to portray the image. You know what I'm saying?
Like your brother said, living for today.
Yeah.
Instead of living for the future.
I still think he's talking too soft. Y'all saying he loud enough. I think
am I loud?
He being soft and sick.
Living for today.
Oh, don't start banging on the table, bro.
And preparing for your future. Is that loud enough? Hey, man, she want me to talk loud. I'm going to get loud.
So the thing is, so you can't go get a Bentley. Hey, sis, if you want to get a Bentley.
If you want to get a Bentley and go into debt and have to go ahead and get 10 cent cans and gather them up.
But that's what we do. It's like we will, in order to portray an image of wealth or an image of prosperity, we'll go and build and spend the foundation that God has given us to create wealth or trying to to perpetrate an image. And so back in the day, they used to say trying to keep up with the Joneses. And now it's trying to keep up with the Kardashians. It's all trying to keep up.
Perpetrating.
And it's all trying to keep up with an image of what we have determined was something that's good, but behind the scenes, it's like trying to keep up with the Kardashians. But when you look at the Kardashians, there's so much confusion. Why are you trying to keep up with them? You
know, they got the money to keep up with what they're keeping up with.
Yeah, with what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, how many of us are addicted to trying to portray this image of something instead of just being about it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like you're really, really, really rich people.
They don't be.
You wouldn't even know it.
They don't be doing
I'm telling you, you know, that they'll have a foundation. They'll have retirement funds.
Yeah.
They have inheritances for their kids. They'll have all that stuff set up, you know, that perpetrates, not perpetrates, but that is real wealth, that manifested wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the rest of us with, you know, the brand new cars every year, you know, the designer clothes, the designer bags, you know, latest bag, you got to get it, the latest fashion, you got to get it. But we don't have anything that will sustain or that we can even pass on generationally to bring about generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that causes us to be addicted to the image of wealth, the image of prosperity, or even the image of holiness? Y'all, we be following after some knuckleheads.
Oh, okay.
Because they look the part.
They do look good. Some of them look good, and most of the time, be honest about it. If you came from nothing and never had something, those images that you see on TV, the images in music, the images of what you see as far as rich people and wealth, some people, they want to have that. So in order to have it, sometimes people try to fake it till they make it. And that don't necessarily work.
Because they don't never make it.
Because you never make it. You always are spending money, always throwing money out the window, throwing bad after bad, and you never, ever achieve it. But you always, because when I grew up in Detroit, it was always about keeping your fronts up. It was all about, you had to, you know, we idolized the street images of dope dealers like the Curry Boys and the, you know, it's all so many, the Young Boys Incorporated. It was so many of them. You know, they used to come down with the little straw hats and stuff with no shirts on, Adidas suits on, you know, riding through the neighborhood with popcorn ropes on. And we wanted to do that because we had an effect on the young women around us. So we wanted to perpetrate and try to emulate. And those emulations ended up becoming a frustration because when you went out there, you had to go buy that stuff. That stuff was expensive. And then when we couldn't buy it, guess what? We was laying people down on the ground, and we was laying them down, taking the shoes off their feet. It was called checking in.
Who are you?
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you the truth. My past has not always been holy.
But even to do all that stuff, you were chasing the image. And also chasing an image. And it's something that's been around like since forever. Mm-hmm. You know, and not everything that looks good is good. You know what I'm saying? What did she say? Chasing a hat with a plastic bag.
Right. You're trying to not get the hat wet.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, yes, yeah, so doing that. But the thing is that, you know, too often times we get caught up on how things look and not so much on how things really are.
Right.
And then it's like so many people, they can be really, really good people, but if they don't look the part, people will overlook them. They'll, you know, misuse them. They won't receive from them because they don't look a part. And those can be a lot of times the people who have genuine hearts, genuine loves, people reject real people
in
order to chase after the image.
Right.
You have people that will reject real people, even in ministry, to chase after that which looks the part.
Come on, man.
But they don't have a heart for other people, and they don't have a heart, you know, for the sheep. Mm-hmm. And just chase after, you know, chasing after the image, chasing after what looks like it's going to get you to what you need. So yeah, I saw Sister Sharon was saying that, Sister Sharon was saying, what happened to discernment? Well, you know, like, people don't depend on discernment.
Hmm.
People depend on what they can see.
Right.
You know, everything is about what looks good, but everything that looks good ain't good. Right. And anything, I say all the time, anything that you're taking in, discerning with your five senses, maybe you can be manipulated and played all the time.
This
was happening all the time. But we are addicted to it. It doesn't matter how often we say, listen, we got to go deeper. We need to go deeper in these things. Listen, we need to look a little further. Listen, you got to look at the heart of a person. Look at their works. You know them by their fruit, not their suit. You know.
You got to, hey, some of these sisters, boy, they'll take you for a ride and you'd be butt naked on the side of the freeway.
If you don't stop banging,
we talk about sack chasers back in the day. Used to be draining brothers dry because they look good on the outside, but they was like vipers.
Yes.
Bit into you and you got poison and you got all janky. And you found yourself being
addicted,
broke trying to keep
to the image. It's just like
talking about it's cheaper to keep, but no, it ain't.
And it's just like this. Like last night, we were talking about how do you know that this is the one? And there are many people who miss out on someone good because they're chasing, they're addicted to an image.
Yeah.
And so they're chasing after something that looks this particular way or portrays itself this particular way. But anybody can learn the game.
Yes.
Anybody can learn the game on what to look like, on how to present yourself in order to be received by the masses. But it's still not real, and it's not always what it appears. And like, you know, it's like people are not really real in what they're giving out. They're painting this image, and it's getting more and more prevalent. And society is teaching you how to do it more and more and more and more. It's like we were talking about last night. The makeup game has gone to a whole nother level.
The devil is alive.
Okay. It's like makeup. It'll have an image. It'll look like everything you want.
Uh-huh.
And then you get it home. You better spray some water because then you'll see what really is.
You better have
her
get in the shower. And you need to watch because I need to see what's coming on. So if she come out there with no leg on, no fingernails, and no hair, and a hair ball here, and you got bald spots.
But how about this also?
Okay.
How many people are actually going through depression and insecurity and being overtaken by insecurity because they don't fit the image. They don't fit the image of what people are looking for, what people consider good, what people consider beautiful, or what people consider, you know, holy, or what people consider, you know, righteous. How many people don't necessarily fit the image that society portrays? And therefore, because of that, they believe the lie. They're not good enough as they are, or they're not good enough the way God has made them to be.
Well, you got to give the people what they want, right?
Let me tell you the danger of images, and now I'm about to go off.
Come on now.
Buckle in your seatbelts. I know some of y'all gonna get upset. We have been given this image about a Christ, Jesus, with, you know, blue eyes and blonde hair, which is actually, and so because of that, you have supremacists who want you to believe that your deity only looks like them. And because of that, if you don't look like them, then you are beneath them because even Jesus looks like them.
Come on now.
And so you have a whole society of people who have this picture hanging on their wall of who Jesus is supposed to be. And they worship this image of what they believe Jesus is supposed to be. And then they leave out from behind the doors. And then they think that that is what's right. And if you look anything like this, or if it doesn't look like that image, then you're defective, or something is wrong with you, or you're not as good as they are, because you are not like God. And the thing is, the God conditioning is an internal condition. It has nothing to do with the external. If Jesus wanted a bunch of pictures of him portrayed all over the place, he would have given them to you.
Yes.
He would have said, here, take my image, put it on this stone, Make sure everyone has it so they can worship it. But instead, he said, bow down to no graven image.
No.
Even with that, people will think you're holy because you got a cross.
Right.
Honey, Jesus never wore a cross. He bore a cross, but he didn't wear a cross.
Right.
Okay? And even the fact that he bore a cross, and I don't care if you got 50 crosses on, it don't make you holy.
No. It does not.
But people will look at somebody with a cross and think, oh, they must be a good person.
Yeah.
They must be righteous. And they'll say somebody else that's treating them good, who's showing them love, who is patient, who is long-suffering, who is humble, and they'll walk all over them.
Mm.
And they'll go run into the person with the 4-foot cross on their chest. It's all about an image. And our people are being lost and bamboozled a lot. So it's in the church. It's in the world. Well, the world in the church.
Right.
It's the world in the church.
It's all over the place.
And so my thing is, when are we going to get beyond that? When are we going to get to the point where it's not about... Now, listen, don't get me wrong. It is nothing wrong with you doing what you like to do in regards to what you wear, your hair,
how you smell,
you know, how you present yourself. That's on you, but do it for you.
Right, you know, all of that good stuff.
That's a beautiful thing. But do it for you.
Yeah.
Don't do it so that, oh, maybe then people will receive me, or maybe then, you know, people will think that I'm holy. My walk needs to speak about who I am. My talk needs to reflect that, not just my external image.
You need to reflect the character of God.
Christ.
That's an internal thing.
Yes.
The spirit. It's a spiritual thing. Necessary. God has already created you to be the best you, not the best somebody else. When you understand that God has created you with a purpose and a destiny, and recognize that God has put something on you that the world needs, he's put something inside of you that needs to be exposed, where we try to say organically, which is the natural part, the essence of who you are. There's nobody in the earth that's been made just like you. You are a original. You are a masterpiece.
The God
of the creation, all creation created and sent into this planet to do something extraordinary for him, but not as somebody else, but as you. You are wonderfully made.
Yes.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made and crafted by your creator God. And I don't care what people, if people don't like what you look like, you got to get to the point where you don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna like what you putting down. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, let me tell you, when I grew up, I wasn't the best looking kid, probably ain't the best looking one right now, but I didn't care. I got to a point where that stuff was tiresome. I'm trying to wear top 10s and run around and rob people and all that stuff, trying to stay in and out of jail, all that kind of stuff. That stuff becomes tiring because once you do one thing, you got to do another thing. It's like keeping a lie up. You got to do one thing after one thing after one thing, and you got to keep it up. And after a while, you get tired. You be like, you know what? This ain't worth it. That's why you see people about to do damage to themselves, because they can't handle it, because people don't want them as they are. They want them to be looking a certain way that they just ain't ready to be. That's not them. So it messes you up.
It's like the other day, and I'm not trying to be bold, but I was looking at Little Kim.
Oh God!
And when Little Kim was initially Little Kim, she was a pretty woman.
She was pretty.
But somebody told her that she needed to be light skinned.
Yeah.
Somebody told her that she'd be so much better if she had a bigger chest.
Oh God!
Somebody told her that there was a specific image that she needed to portray.
Yeah.
And so she went about really destroying herself.
Wow.
And who she was created and beautifully made to be, in order to fit the image that somebody else had in their head about what she needed to look like.
And that image right now.
And the thing is, if you live your life trying to live up to other people's image of what you think you need to be, like he said, that's a whole nother form of bondage.
It's
not from God. It's actually from, I'm sorry, it's just evil.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever people tell you that you're not good enough the way you're made, and that you have to, but let me tell you, you know, in this world, you know, yes, you know, you want to look professional, you know, when you go into a business meeting, whatever.
Yes.
But
definitely.
A lot of times, but when you really want to get to the ones that really, really are making the monies, they will sit up there in khaki pants and a polo.
Come on now.
They not suited from the top to the bottom. And they don't feel the need to have to impress anybody because they are so assured in their worth and who they are that they're confident and they're going to walk in who they are. But we as a people, we got to get to that same place that we're not so addicted to trying to portray this image in order to fit in with what the world or society is saying that you need to look like.
Right.
And that we really learn to love ourselves as we are made.
Especially I want y'all to in our culture. That.
Especially I want you to type that. Just type that. I love myself.
I love me.
I love myself. Tell
you, I do.
I don't have to. I don't have to put on no images. Listen, people who know me, I ain't putting on no airs. And how I'm gonna be is how I'm gonna be.
Come on now.
I'm gonna be real with like it or not. Love it. Okay.
She gonna be. I'm not.
I'm gonna tell the truth. Please don't ask me if you don't want to know it.
Uh-oh.
You know, but the thing is, but I love everybody just as they are. And we have to love ourselves as we are and stop trying to fit in this image of everybody trying to sell you what you need to be. We got to stop being addicted to the image. Listen, baby, if you do not have Louis Vuitton bank account, stop trying to buy the Louis Vuitton bags.
Go to
why are you trying to buy Walmart, a bag and your bank account don't back it up? What do you need? You need something to carry your stuff. You better go to Walmart. Kato's,
some of the Chinese places,
Ten Below, the beauty supply, wherever you need to go to get something Lee's to carry beauty. Your stuff. Lee's what does that supply. Bag say? What does that bag say? I'm sorry, maybe it's just me.
It may say,
but when
Louis.
I used to go to New York, honey, it's some good knockoffs. You couldn't tell the real one from the fake.
Yeah, one
what is it really doing? And then you done paid $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 for a purse. And your kid don't have a college fund.
You better get you a Louis crouton.
Wait a minute. Listen. You done paid $1,000 for this purse, and your kid don't have a college fund.
Come on now.
You done paid $1,000 for some shoes, okay? And you borrowing money to pay your gas bill.
And you can't even get half of that back when you sell it.
Bruh, for what? So that people will think you got money? Listen, honey, I don't need you to think I have money. I don't care if you think I'm broke. Your opinion does not order my steps.
Right.
Your opinion does not dictate my worth and value. Your opinion does not in any way add to my life or my existence.
Come on now.
So you can have it. Everybody got an opinion.
Right.
Don't care. Keep it.
Remember that.
And it don't matter if you think I'm broke. Baby, if you think I'm broke, then you ain't going to ask me for no money.
Right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, remember.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Come on now. Remember that unemployment money is running out. All this Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
Wait a minute.
Let's go.
All this Louis Vuitton and Gucci running out. And now you behind. You still behind in your gas, behind on your water, behind on. Come on, bro. For what? For what? So that you can perpetrate a role? So that you can keep up with it? Listen, baby, if the Joneses don't want you, unless you are able to have on the external and keep up with them externally, they don't want you, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are not that external, honey. You are much more than that. And if they want to, they gonna want to, whether you got all the trappings or not.
People gonna want the real you.
Some
you
people
recognize,
don't.
No.
Fake people
when
don't.
You when you really understand who you are,
yes,
that's the problem. We allow material things to become our identity or be a part of what the identity that we create.
Yes.
We create identities because we're trying to be accepted and we're trying to, you know, trying to make people like us and want us because that, and really that's not even the real situation because once you lose it, people will put you out in the street. People don't call you no more. I've been there. When the money ran out, you ain't got nobody to bail you out of jail. You ain't got nobody to come see you. You ain't got none of that. And you find out in a hard way that it was a falsehood, a facade that was being built and created to try to make you fit in with people. After that, after all of that, they just done with you. They good with you.
Our community has been decimated.
Yes.
Because of an addiction to image.
Addiction.
Again, so many things as a community we could be doing and could have done, but we've been addicted to an image. Mm-hmm. We've been addicted to chasing after that which looks good, or chasing after that which is popular, even though it doesn't feed you or it doesn't benefit you. But you want to be in with the crowd. You want to be in with everybody else because you've been bamboozled into thinking that that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. And my thing is we need deliverance, okay, from this addiction to image, this addiction to just, you know, trying to look like and fit in with the crowd. You know, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm supposed to be peculiar. Yeah. I tell you right now, as soon as I go in the store, the first place I hit is the clearance rack.
Come on, every time I get a pair of shoes, they cost $40, $12.
Honey, straight to the clearance rack. Care. And it ain't like, okay, can I afford something sweater. Else? Yeah, but no. Yeah. I'm going to get what I want, okay? I'm going to get what I need.
Come on.
All right? Because I'm not trying to impress people with the external. Get to know me.
Hmm.
Get to know me.
Yeah.
And if you only want to get to know me because of the external, I don't even know if I'm interested in getting to know you. Because that means that you're a surface person. I want the real. I don't want
now.
The surface people.
Come on.
I don't want the people trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with the facades and being fake. Hey, Doc, bro, keep that.
I'm good with
so
that.
So not trying to go there. Yeah. All right? So, why are we addicted to image?
Why are we addicted to image? Well, first of all, in our culture, poverty. Mm. Poverty is one of the root causes of why image has been coming. Because we felt like we were lower and less than. So we try to get something to kind of make us feel better about ourselves.
Externally.
If we put it on the outside, and then you find out so many people, man, they could be dressed up and they could be dressed up, looking good, smelling good. And on the inside, they feel like garbage. And it's not even worth it. Because it takes too much to keep an image going.
Bruh.
Especially a false one. You know what I'm saying? It just takes too much. And it's time for us to be who we are. A lot of people emulate us as a culture.
Mm.
And we trying to emulate them. They really want to be us. Oh, that's a whole nother subject right there. I went to a whole nother thing.
It's a whole nother level of like
y'all don't even understand.
Originality.
They get lips like you. They want melanin like you.
They want their hips.
They want
like
everything
you.
That you got, and that ain't got nothing to do with your clothes. This is how you were created naturally as a person. The way you look, the way you walk with the swag, they trying to emulate that. They try to emulate the way we sing and clap our hands and keep on beat. We can make something out of nothing. We done did open heart surgeries with peanuts and all kinds of crazy stuff. We done did all kinds of stuff. I may be wrong, but it's you understand what I'm saying.
Open heart surgery with peanuts?
Well, you look up your history. Amen. We done did some amazing stuff.
Yes,
we done done amazing things as a culture and people.
Yes.
Rock and roll got stole from us. We blues has been taken over. Hip hop.
Come.
All of it.
Okay. The point of the matter is we have to stop being addicted to image and learn to love ourselves. We have to appreciate who we are.
What is it?
And no,
about?
Listen, if y'all don't get nothing else, listen, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, God knows the hairs on your head, their number, he knows them. And he looks at you and he loved you so much that he gave the best that he had for you.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, he says you're good enough. You're good enough for his son to die for you. Good enough for him to really take notice of you. So now you guys have to accept that truth and stop chasing after the images that the world tells you good enough and the images that will portray one thing but be something else. Stop running after the images and spending everything you get on cars trying to impress people, because that's still not going to be sufficient enough. If you know that you're good enough, why are you trying to impress people?
Come on, man.
You don't have to impress people. Just be good enough for yourself. That's it right there. Be good enough for yourself.
Feel good about you.
Feel good about you.
Feel good.
Dude, listen.
Come on.
Honey, I had this one purse. I think I paid $17.99 because it started out $39.99 and then it was on sale. And then it was at a double markdown. That bag was $16.99. I swooped that stuff up because I liked it.
Come on now.
I liked it.
Right.
So I bought it and it was cheap. But whenever I went someplace, people would tell me, oh, I love that. Where you get that from? I was like, it was the last one there. They said, oh, where you get that from, Mason? I'm like, nope. I got it from this little store, this little discount store called Cato's. And it was on the clearance shop, on the clearance rack. And I went and I just picked it up because I liked it. I liked it. It didn't matter if anybody else liked it. I liked it. It was good enough. And so the thing is, I determined what I was going to do when I did it for me. I wasn't trying to keep up with anybody else. I wasn't trying to impress anybody else. Mm-hmm. I did what I liked. And if people were impressed by it, if they wanted it, cool. And if I ever have something, somebody likes it, I'll tell them where I got it from. And if they're not impressed, I don't really care.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That $17.99 purse, you made the purse look good. See, we got to look at that. Because it's not... I was told a long time ago as a young boy by a man that I knew, and he told me the clothes don't make the man make the clothes. Mm-hmm. So in other words, don't allow the material stuff to be the stuff that makes you who you are. You are the person that makes that look good. See, we walk around and we're feeling good. We're feeling good because when you understand what you have, you know that you are. You just got a natural knack to go on here and just be you and make whatever you got look good. I done had $40 shoes on, and I swear to you, it looked like something you would get off somebody rich man rack. When you put it all together right, and trust me, we be at the racks. I ain't going to even hold you up. We going to be at the rack. I'm going to do racks. $20 shoes, I ain't passing it.
Okay.
$5 shirt, I ain't passing it up. I'm going to blow the buggy up with a lot of it.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Good. Not a digital image.
So I make it look good.
This is what I want to encourage all of you. First, love yourself. Secondly, don't get swayed by the external.
Right.
Don't get pulled to the left and the right because of the way there are so many people right now who won't even come into the house of God, the church building, because they're like, I don't have anything to wear. Because they know that they'd be judged by their external. And many times the church has been guilty of being in love and addicted to the image instead of loving the people just as they are. Jesus was sitting with the prostitutes and publican. He didn't care about his image. And trust me, the religious people of that time talked about him like a dog. He wasn't worried about the image or the opinions of people. And that's exactly the same way we have to be. Because many of the people that people are judging as not good enough, and the ones that people are judging as insufficient, are the very people who have the mind of God, the heart of Christ. They're the ones that you really need to be following. So we got to break this addiction. Stop chasing after people because of their external, because they got a robe or externally they look like they're pious and holy. Stop chasing after people because they got the right bag and the back shoes and they look like they're prosperous.
Right.
Stop chasing after people because they have this image of godliness or this image of prosperity or this image of goodness. And take a few minutes and talk to them and get to know where they are for real.
And
that's
say
all
this.
I want
to
say.
Can I say this? Hey, it's time to look closer.
Amen.
Look up under the hood. Remember you bought that lemon? It looked so good on the outside. And after 2 months, it was smoking up under the hood. And you didn't know that it had a whole bunch of issues. So many times we go for surface things and then we don't really check it. When you look at certain things of people, what people got, you need to look and be discerning and understand a little bit deeper, because a lot of them people are not happy. A lot of people went through hell to get to where they are. And you are trying to do that without understanding the story behind.
And just real quick, because we gotta wrap it up. So I'm gonna say this really quick.
Wrap it up.
A lot of times you'll look at people, and because they look like they've been through a lot, you'll say, oh, God must be punishing them, or they're not a good person.
Come on, man.
But you don't understand that God is taking them through some things so he can take them up to a whole nother level. You have no idea what they've gone through in order to be what God purposes for them to be. So stop looking at the image. That's all we got to say.
And the pruning.
All right. Gracefully Losing My Religion. If you do not have this book, please get it. The links are going to be in the comment section. Also, do not sign off of this broadcast without subscribing to the YouTube channel. Listen, you can go back and get all the old Pages Speak, old videos on the YouTube, and there are going to be a lot of other things on the YouTube. We really want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, if we've been a blessing, you know, please send a blessing. Amen. So next week, we have a wonderful show. Next week, we're going to be talking about Christians and credit.
All right.
With Samantha Davis, who is a credit specialist with Davis Credit Repair. So Christians and credit. And she's going to also be giving you all some tips and some things in order to, you know, fix your credit. And then you can also link up with her and she will help you to get all your stuff just cleaned up.
They're excellent at what they do.
So until next week, I am Stephanie Page. And this is
Jonathan Lee Page.
Jonathan Lee. Don't you love that name? Jonathan Lee. Say it with some swag, baby.
Jonathan. You know,
we are the Pages. We've been speaking a lot tonight.
We're speaking a lot.
We love you guys. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Holla.
Share.
And share. Like. Subscribe. Holla.